As Kagame steps down, Egypt's Sisi takes helm at African Union. By Breitbart Jerusalem on February 10, 2019. AFP, Rwandan President Paul Kagame, who led an active, reformist tenure as African Union chair, on Sunday passes the baton to Egypt, seen as more likely to focus on security issues than expanding the powers of the body. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi will officially take over the post of ceremonial head of the African Union, which rotates between the five regions of the continent at the start of a two-day summit in Addis Ababa. While multiple crises on the continent will be on the agenda of heads of state from the 55 member nations, the summit will also focus on institutional reforms and the establishment of a continent-wide free trade zone. The Continental Free Trade Area, CFTA, was agreed by 44 nations in March 2018, but only 19 countries have ratified the agreement, with 22 needed for it to come into effect. The single market is a flagship of the AU's Agenda 2063 program, conceived as a strategic framework for socio-economic transformation. Cairo is backing the initiative, but analysts say it will be less likely to focus on the financial and administrative reforms pushed by Kagame. Sisi is, however, expected to focus more on security, peacekeeping and post-war reconstruction, issues closely tied to the AU's 2019 theme of refugees, returnees and internally displaced persons. Egypt has an interest in Africa. They want to strengthen their position on the African continent and they don't want to be seen as a country only focused on the Arab world, said Lisa Louvaudrin, an analyst at the Institute for Security Studies. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Saturday that peaceful elections in Democratic Republic of the Congo, Mali, and Madagascar, as well as peace deals in South Sudan and Central African Republic and the truce between Ethiopia and Eritrea, were signs of a wind of hope on the continent. Resisting AU power. Kagame, who has been leading institutional reforms since 2016, pushed for a continent-wide import tax to fund the AU and reduce its dependence on external donors, who still pay for more than half the institution's annual budget. But member states have resisted this along with reform of the AU Commission, its executive organ. In November 2018, most states rejected a proposal to give the head of the AU Commission the power to name deputies and commissioners. Like other regional heavyweights Nigeria and South Africa, Egypt is not keen on a powerful AU, an African diplomat told AFP. Traditionally, leaders of big powers have not really helped the position of AU chairperson, as they don't want an AU which is too strong or too intrusive, said Elissa Jobson of the International Crisis Group. The AU and the AU Commission are only as strong as its members want them to be. Unlike the EU, African countries have not transferred some of their sovereignty to the AU. Kagame suffered a crushing blow from the AU after expressing serious doubts about the results of Democratic Republic of Congo's recent presidential election, which was officially won by Felix Tshisekedi. While also disputed by the Catholic Church, the results were validated by DRC's Constitutional Court and saluted by continental heavyweights South Africa, Kenya, and Egypt. This whole thing was an embarrassment for the AU. It showed the limitations of what the AU chairperson can do, said Jobson. Amnesty International expressed fears that Egypt's chairmanship could undermine human rights mechanisms in the AU. During his time in power, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has demonstrated a shocking contempt for human rights. Under his leadership, the country has undergone a catastrophic decline in rights and freedoms, said Naya Bounaim, Amnesty's North Africa campaign's director.